Isn't this pretty? I think it will look nice on you. I nod, my eyes fixed on the red squares. The next day, in our happy mood, Meng, Yiyun, and I walk to an open field to watch the movie that the camp officials are showing that night. The film is supposed to give refugees going to America an idea of what our new home is like. The movie is projected outdoors on a large white sheet in the middle of the camp. At twilight, the refugees gather with their blankets, rice pots, plates of fish, thermoses of tea, and eat noisily as the movie begins. Lying on my stomach on our blanket next to Meng and Yiyun, I hold my breath as moving pictures of America flash on the makeshift screen. The buildings are made of green marble, white granite, or red bricks with tall glass windows. In the silver, mirror-like walls, people of different height weave through the streets in high heels and black leather boots. The people have all different color hair, black and frizzy, orange curls, red straight strands, blonde waves, or black straight bobs. They get in and out of cars, whistle at friends, and glide along the sidewalk on shoes with heels as loud, fast music blares from speakers. America, I whisper. Meng smiles and musses my hair.
California,
he tells me. Is that where we're going?
No, we're going to a state called Vermont,
he says, and focuses his eyes back on the screen. Is it like California? I ask. Meng tells me he doesn't know. It seems not many people are going to Vermont, and many have never heard of it. But he assures me it is in America, and therefore it must be a little bit like California. At home, Yiyun and her friend measure me up and down to make the dress. For a week they sew my dress furiously, pinning and unpinning the hem, the sleeves, the collar. They even make little ruffles for the neckline. The night before we leave the refugee camp, I pack my clothes slowly. Laying my finished dress and new sandals aside, I put a small writing book that Meng bought for me, two pencils, and a few sheets of loose-leaf drawing paper in my shoulder bag. Then I lift and smooth my dress once again before laying it down carefully, making sure it will not be wrinkled tomorrow. I am sad, thinking I have finally replaced the other red dress that the soldier burned. This is my first dress in 5 years, and tomorrow I will wear it and show it off to everyone.